This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon and Guesthouse, a music venue, hostel, and bar in downtown Lafayette, offering private and bungalow-style accommodations along with live music every Wednesday through Saturday. For reservations, the number is 337-234-2422. For a music calendar, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Dirty Rice on the air every Saturday evening from 8:30 to 10 p.m. Join either Mr. Lee Klein, Peter, or myself, Bill Bolins, for a program of great Louisiana music. That's Dirty Rice, Saturday nights, 8:30 to 10, with a rebroadcast at noon on Wednesday, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM and on the internet at krvs.org.
Hi, this is Cheryl Castillo. Join me each week on The Exchange for conversations with musicians, artists, dancers and writers, poets and actors, and everything else in between. Tuesdays at 1 p.m., Wednesdays at 3 a.m. Here on listener-supported public radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Hard all the week. I got to step out. get some dance. I wanna drink my whiskey. I'm sorry, woman. You're a good wife, baby, but you don't like to do the thing I like to do. So I'm going out there, baby. I'm gonna be back later. Yeah.
Say, let the good times roll at 8 past 10 o'clock on this beautiful, I always say, a beautiful Saturday morning. It's always beautiful when you are alive. And when you can feel the cold floor when you step out of the bed, it's good to be alive again. And it's good to be in the place where they say this is the happiest place to be in Southwest Louisiana and Lafayette and the heart of Creole country. This is where we are. And this is Zydeco Music every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We do it for you. Such as with Buckwheat Zydeco. Let the good times roll.
Now wait a minute. Hey, everybody, let's have some fun. You only live once, and when you're dead, let it roll. Let the good times roll. I'm gonna have some fun. The good time roll. Now look at here. Don't sit there mumbling, just talking trash. If you're gonna have a ball, you better have your cash. So let it roll. Let the good time roll. Now we're gonna have some fun. Come on, let the good time roll. Thank you.
town. I want nobody trying to take us cheap. Let me tell you what we're all gonna do. We got 50 cents more than we all gonna keep. So let it roll. Let the good time roll. Now if you're gonna have some fun, come on, let the good time roll. We'll be right back.
Chris Domain and Andrew Papillon. That's going out for you. There's something by Gino Delafosse, and he called it the Hee Haw Breakdown. And it went out especially for Andrew Papillon and Chris Domain. Good morning to both of you. Hope that you're spending a very good and healthy day. And also my good friend all the way in Falkirk Island. Good morning to you. I know he's worried about all that heat. So Leroy Marceau. And, of course, we got a whole lot of folks in the studio this morning, including the famous, and we'll tell you who that is in a little while. So we're not going to tell you anything. We're just going to keep this a mystery here in the studio. So Sandra, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
And you coming in here to talk about a trail ride coming up.
Yes, sir. It's the Piney Woods Annual Trail Ride, taking place Labor Day weekend. I'm sure most of you are aware it's the same event going on, and it's been going on for 29 years, going strong.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Good morning to all you guys who trail ride, who visit, all the cowboys, cowgirls, everybody. Hope you're having a good morning this morning.
Mm-hmm. And you got an excellent lineup, I see, coming up.
Yes, we got some good entertainment to keep everybody busy, happy, let them party on the green, on the trails.
And in the Piney Woods.
And in the Piney Woods, where it runs deep.
Mm. And you're starting off that Friday night?
Yes, sir. We're starting off Friday night with JoJo Reed. Mm-hmm. And Leon Chavis will follow him on Friday night. And we have our famous gourmet that we serve every Friday night, which is that free cochon de lait. I'm sure many people have had a good taste of it, enjoying, and this year it'll be just as good, maybe better.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday you have?
Saturday we'll have a DJ in the early part of the day. Then we have Lil Wayne and same old two-step along with Lil Nate, who will close out the show on Saturday night. We will have a ride that leaves at 3, which is our mini ride on Saturday. And then on Sunday.
Is that the ride for the short people?
No, not the short people.
Or
we
the
have
short
some
horses,
travelers.
The little short horses and stuff?
We have some travelers that want to ride on Saturday. Oh, so we try to.
So they leave on Sunday.
Right. We try to accommodate everybody and show them a good time while they're out there.
Because I was told there was some little short horses. And
no,
keep up
no
with the tall
short horses.
And little short people out there.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. And then Sunday you have Keith Frank and Chris Ardway.
We sure do. We have Keith and Chris both on Sunday. And our big ride on Sunday leaves at 11 o'clock. So, guys, if you've been in the Piney Woods, you know we're pretty committed to that time of leaving early because those trails are long. And we have a lot of area to cover on the horses, and we want everybody to have a good time. So we do leave pretty prompt around 11, a little after 11.
Well, it's hot, though.
It's cooler in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
But you're with plenty of shade, and I'm glad you said
right.
that.
You're
our trails have
pine.
A lot of trees. You're not in the direct sun.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing. So that's all this coming weekend. There's the 29th annual Labor Day weekend trail ride, the Piney Wood Trail Ride, the ultimate trail ride that you will find. And looking for a lot of entertainment, a lot of good other stuff that you have. And as Joe Fontenot, Piney Wood at Joe Fontenot, Piney Wood Ranch. So he has a ranch out there? Is that what it is?
Yes, sir. A lot of acres out there. A lot of area to cover, to ride, and to just enjoy yourself.
On Joe Fontenot Road.
We get asked the address a lot. The address is 1201 Joe Fontenot Road. It's Oakdale with a zip of 71463. If you need more information, you can contact. We have four contacts. Stacy at 337-896-1689, Jeremy at 337-336-9871, Tisa at 337-789-6622, and Cassandra at 337-224-3535. We ask that it's horses only, no
four-wheelers. That's good.
We'll have plenty of security, plenty of good food, a whole bunch of families come out to enjoy. We have people that's traveling from the Mississippi, Texas, all of Louisiana, two or three families from Alabama. So we have a lot of people coming
just
from different directions to come out and enjoy themselves. A couple of years ago, we even had a reporter from the New York Times where we were in the New York Times that came out.
I remember that.
And celebrated the whole weekend, did an awesome article on the event. So we are asking everyone to just come out, have a great time, bring your family, friends, and just come out there and just enjoy yourself.
Well, they'll do that, I'm sure. And remember that. If you fight, you go to jail.
Yes, sir.
And no sagging pains?
That's right. Pull them up.
Pull them up.
Pull them up.
That's right. You can't ride a horse with sagging pains.
Yes,
anyway,
sir.
Cassandra, thank you very much, and we're going to talk about it this coming Saturday as well. We're going to keep reminding the folks about the trail ride will still be going on this coming Saturday and this coming weekend. Of course, that's a big weekend.
But
anyway, that's going out for Joe Fontenot, of course. I'm a Farmer by late, great Clifton Chenier.
chanson pour tout dépêler. Oh oui, il travaille et dit dans ma vie. Oh, oh, dans ma vie. Yippie les mains, elle ramasse le coton. Yippie les mains, elle fouille de patate. Yippie les mains, elle coupe. Comme ça.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from five convenient locations, Jennings, Iowa, Iota, Lake Arthur, and Welsh, and online anytime at thebank-online.com. The Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm DeJama Gagne, your host, every Tuesday at 10 p.m. for Passport to Modern Jazz, here at 88.7 KRBS, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Hey, I'm a king cutter. I'm a potato digger. I'm a cotton picker, I'm a potato digger, I'm a kitten cutter. Oh, yeah, yeah, don't.
All right, this is going out for all of you, especially this man here in the studio right now. And you can probably associate this and associate with him because what happened to his favorite pet, who then in turn, when he had very good insurance on this, and however, well, you know the rest of the story. Quit kicking my dog.
Yeah, get up here, boy. Yeah, let's go to town. Come on, buck. Time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Make no difference, ever he's a hound. You better quit kicking my dog around. I said, every time I go to town, y'all started kicking my dog around. Make no difference, ever he's a hound. Gotta quit kicking my dog around. Now I had an old mule and his name was Jack. I rode him tail and all to save his back. His head blew up and his tail blew back. Whoop-ah, Jack.
All right, there was something by Sun Pai called Quit Kicking My Dog. And, of course, you know who that was dedicated to in the memory of Spot. Spot just lost his life because he had too much insurance on him. That's what happened. Now, we're just joking, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think that's serious, please. But Floyd did push that dog in the street. Floyd, how are we doing,
John,
this morning?
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
You better stop with that, because you remember when you and Melvin first started that, this lady called my house and said, hey, how could you do such a thing? You know, she really believed the story. John, how you been there?
I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm doing wonderful. It's good to be alive, and it's good to be in a place that is called the happiest city in the world.
That is correct.
Right here in Lafayette.
I regret highly that I haven't been around with y'all to complete the show. I know Melvin liked to hear me say that, you know, but I've been just so busy lately, I haven't had a chance to be out here.
Oh, yeah, well, I understand. And, of course, this coming weekend, it's going to be the big game. You got the big game coming up at Southern, coming over here to the Jaguar Nation is coming here to invade the Cajun Nation.
Yeah.
Right here in Cajun Field. So we hope that when we leave, at the end of the game, I hope that we are victorious, of course, the Jaguars.
Yes.
And we go home with a victory.
Yeah.
And I believe very strongly that's going to happen.
Okay.
So any one of you who are looking for excitement this coming weekend, Saturday, and that's August the 30th, that's at 6 o'clock. That's where the game gets started. So you need to get out there, and the band, they're bringing the band. Yeah.
Should be a good.
Oh, yes, indeed. And it's going to be a wonderful weekend. Just hopefully that we won't get any rain. I understand it shows that it's about 40% chance of rain.
Yeah.
This coming Saturday. Hopefully that it won't take place, and hopefully it just kind of just pass over us. But we got the trail ride. We got the
lot Zydeco, going on this weekend.
We got the Zydeco, the festival in Plaisance. And then we got the Piney Wood Trail Ride. And then something else we got going on, too. There's something, there's a bunch of things that are happening this weekend.
And I'm quite sure, because I've experienced it already over at the Piney Wood Trail Ride. It's a nice place to go to, you know.
I hope to try to get up there Sunday afternoon or Sunday sometime just to go out there and see what it looks like. My son and I are going to take a ride up there. And some of his friends that are coming in with him from Houston, Texas. So we're going to try to take a ride up there to see what that piney wood looks like.
That's what I'm talking about.
I have an idea.
And speaking of Houston, I'd like to say hello to all of my relatives out there in Houston and the surrounding area. All of the listeners, want to say hello to you.
Yeah, it's Pearland, been a while. Missouri City, I want to say hello to my son, John, of course. Yeah. Enjoy, who's flying in sometimes around 9 o'clock tonight.
Okay. Yeah, because it's been a while that I haven't been out here to be able to say hello to the people.
Well, it's good, Floyd. And we got coming up after a while, Corey Ledee with his accordion. He got something new he want to probably
introduce
spray it out there. So we stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM. Let's go to, the Creole, we call it the Creole United. We're going to do something by them called, the title of this one called Rock and Roll.
Decided to go the other night. What?
I just want to make love to you, so why don't you just come home? That's what I want you to do. Dwayne Dobsey, I've been good to you, CD. Listen to this.
Honey, you know I'll be around. All right. If you're sitting there confused, won't you holler out, my man? I want to love you, love you, love you, baby, until the night turns to day. I want to do it right. I want to treat you good. I want to hold your hand just as hard as I can. I want to love you, love you, love you, baby, until the night turns to day. Yes, yeah, sure.
Two 6 9 9 1. Here's the number, and it was something by Dwayne Dobsey. Come home with me, because I want to take care of everything. 10:49. Corey, what we got?
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good, good.
Well, before we get started, we got to let the folks know about the egg and rice.
Yeah, yeah. Lil Buck is doing some eggs and rice today.
Yes, and he's inviting all of his friends to come by.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he got some fresh eggs.
Yeah.
He didn't pick that last week, huh?
No, no, this morning he said.
Oh, he picked those eggs this morning.
Yeah, he said he got some fresh egg with a little onion top and all of that kind of stuff. And he said he's putting on all that. And he got a little bacon bits.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds so good.
Oh, yes, he got that. So when will it be ready? About 4 o'clock?
About 4 o'clock, yeah.
About 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
He's keeping it warm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can just pull up. I can taste it right now.
Oh, yeah.
You just pull up there. If you see his van, you know he's home.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you got a little smoke coming out of the window, you know he's got it ready.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and
but
then,
you know what else? Last week, I went hunting with Lil Buck.
Oh, really?
We went hunting that for the first time.
And
we was hunting some dove.
With what?
He don't use a gun.
Use slingshot.
He use a slingshot.
With rocks.
With some rock.
With rocks.
And he get them.
He get them.
If something pass, he going to bring them down. You can't pass on them with that. I missed. I can't do that.
What did he get his, you know, the slingshot is made with little rubber tips. You know, you got like tubes or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Where does he get his tubes from? Because everything is tubeless.
He won't tell me.
He won't tell you.
He said that's his own secret. He said, I'm gonna take his idea, I'm gonna trademark it, but I can't do that.
I noticed too that if you take your shoes off while you're at his house, he pulled his shoes up, and then when you come back you look for the shoe, there's no more tongue on the shoe.
Yeah.
Because you know that's what we used to use for that. Mm-hmm. We used to use the tongue of a shoe.
Oh, okay.
And we would tie that with a little rubber strip and we'd take the slingshot.
That's what happened to my shoes.
Then. That's what happened. That's why you don't have no more tongue on your shoes. Yeah.
So many shoes, we didn't have no tongue.
Yeah.
But anyway, Lil Buck, we'll see you about 4 o'clock. So, it's ladies and gentlemen, if you really want, and he lives on St. Charles Street, by the way, across from the cemetery.
Yeah.
And so if you're looking for Lil Buck's house, it's, I believe it's white, a little green trimming.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the right side.
But just all you got to do is just smell the eggs and rice. And wherever that's coming from, that's it.
Lil Buck, I know. And it's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing it. We joke a lot. But truly today, he says that's what he's doing. He's cooking some eggs and rice. So all you got to do.
Fresh egg.
Fresh eggs. The brown eggs from the yard. You got a bunch. How many chickens did he have?
He had about 10 of them.
10.
Oh,
mm. So that sounds pretty good.
When they say the other day there's a dog went under his house.
Really?
And he don't want to come out.
So why?
He wouldn't say why. But he said he got to try to figure out how to get that dog
from under
the house. Yeah.
It might tell a story.
Yeah.
anyway, Corey, you want to play something for us?
It's a Patricia and a fire, John.
Just to let everybody know, that wasn't me playing. That was Mr. Floyd. He's been working on it.
We'll be right back.
That was beautiful.
We'll be right back with more. Right after those little. So, like, we got to play some music right now because, you know what? We're going to go to Leroy Thomas. Leroy, here we go.
Oh, baby.
Leroy Thomas. That was a nice little selection. That was a nice selection by Leroy Thomas. It calls Leroy Boogie. No, it wasn't Leroy Boogie. That was, let me say, that was number 9. That's Leroy says, come back to me. But it was a nice selection by Leroy. Yeah, not because he doesn't have nice selection, but he usually has some nice selections. Usually. Now, you're going to be...
But did you hear the music behind the music you just played?
Yes.
Did you hear it? Because I heard it. I think it was Floyd singing.
Floyd was singing?
He was singing. See, a lot of people don't know, but he's a good singer.
So next time we come back on the air, right after those brief messages...
Yeah.
Floyd will sing live in the studio.
Oh, yeah. See, Barry White ain't got nothing on him.
And just wait.
Just wait. And you'll be waiting for a long time.
That's right.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more good Zydeco's music until 12 noon today. So stay tuned. Don't you dare go away. We'll be right back right after those brief messages.